Well, it is so good to be with you 2 weeks in a row. And I'm here to share what probably is a familiar story to many of you, but with a little twist. So maybe you know the story of the three little pigs. Does that sound familiar to you? Yeah. Well, this is a retelling of that story called The Third Little Pig. So, one of the most fundamental messages of that original Three Little Pig story is that I think it belittles straw and stick homes and characterizes the people who make them as lazy. Is there in any coincidence that brick homes tend to be built by people in Western countries, often by those with more money? This is what Saatchi Ferris, who wrote this story, The Third Little Pig, asks us. This is an important alternative to share with our families about the original story they may have heard before, about ways that we might be indoctrinating children to associate poverty with foolishness rather than inequality, which, as you may have heard, is part of the theme of today's service. Once upon a time, there were three little pigs who had been neighbors all of their lives. One day, when the three little pigs had grown up into bigger pigs, it was time for them to go out into the world and explore it on their own. The first little pig had been raised by his grandmother, who gave him all the love and care in the world, but when it was time to go off, she had nothing else to give him. The second little pig had been raised by his mother, who gave her all the love and care in the world, and a little bit of money that she had saved up for when it was time for her pig to go off and live on their own. The third little pig had been raised by a father who also gave him all the love and care in the world, and along with a piece of gold to help his pig when it was time for him to go off. The first little pig, having not very much money, found some straw and built a pretty little house and was proud of himself for being able to have built it all on his own. The second little pig used coins from her mother to buy some branches, but she didn't have enough branches she needed to finish the house, so she decided she would find a job to earn her more money so she could finish her house sometime in the future. The third little pig used a portion of his piece of gold to buy all of the bricks he needed and was able to build a beautiful and solid house. Inside his house, in a secret hiding place, he hid the remaining piece of his gold. One day, a wolf came around sniffing, hungry as anything. He spied the three little pigs playing in the forest, and his stomach rumbled. Tonight, the wolf told himself, I'm going to eat one of those pigs for dinner. This part's probably sounding familiar. So the wolf knocked on the door of the first little pig in the house made of straw and said, little pig, let me in. Not for all the gold in the world, cried the first little pig. Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down. And he did. The first little pig ran as fast as his four little legs would carry him to the home of his neighbor and friend, the second little pig, who lived in a house made of branches. Remember those branches? And she got a job. The two little pigs trembled in fear when the wolf knocked on the second little pig's door and said, little pigs, let me in. Not for all the gold in the world, cried the first and the second little pig. Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down. And he did. The first and the second little pigs ran to their third pig friend's house. They managed to escape and they got inside the brick house. The first two little pigs were very frightened, but the third little pig reassured his friends, "Don't worry, even a wolf can't blow down a house made of brick." The wolf once again knocked on the door And when the pigs didn't open, he began to huff and puff and puff. And just like the third little pig predicted, even a wolf couldn't blow the third little pig's solid home down. The wolf ran away crying, still hungry and eager to find something else to eat for dinner. The third little pig went to his bedroom, uncovered the remaining piece of gold from its secret hiding place, and returned it to his two pig friends. My father told me to save this gold for myself, but I already built myself a solid brick home and have enough food to put on my table. And what do I need with all the gold in the world if another wolf happens to come along and take my two friends away from me? The third little pig found his hammer and put the gold pieces on the floor. With a huge whack, he split the gold to each of his friends. "Now you can build a house of brick too," he told them. "Sorry, I should have done this all along." The third little pig had learned a lesson, and the three little pigs lived happily ever after.